I don't shave when I'm chillin', I'm a nerd cave. Get baked like every day my birthday. And it's special with anxiety and acne. So I set up for some round on a flat screen. I know it's wrong all day long in a coma. Watching trauma, eating powdered donuts. Gotta big up, always sipping soda. Can't get up even though I am a grown up. I like to read, smoke weed, throw a secret grenades. I got the cul-de-sac crack, I sick you for days. I got a kid from Mississippi talking shit in my ear. I'd ask everybody over, but that would be weird. I like HBO shows, Deadwood in the Wire. Got all the bunny hoes from Kota Bakai. Got the Lego 80 80s, Legos really like dust. All I ask, do not touch, my series of busts. What's up with exposition? Is a prickly condition. When I get itching, fix being a magician. When I get tore up, I someone throw up in the kitchen. That's a kitchenette, you can bet that it's pitching. I don't shave when I'm chilling, I'm a hurricane. I get baked like every day my birthday. And I social with anxiety and acne. So I set a fuss around on a flat screen. I don't shave when I'm chilling, I'm a hurricane. Get baked like every day my birthday. And I social with anxiety and acne. So I set a fuss around on a flat screen.
Recording in the studios at Up To You Productions, the best podcast you're too ashamed to tell your friends about in this issue.
All right, everybody, calm down.
Thank
calm
you.
Down. Calm down. Right,
thank
please,
you.
Please, 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 please.
I've never been so warmly received.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, it's good to be here after the traumatic events of Fawback, where I had to go back in time and rectify some problems.
Oh, no.
We have converged all of our,
you're a goobag,
our splintered history, and we are reborn.
You punched reality.
I did. I punched it right in the face.
Reality punch. Shabow!
Now it's a new beginning. With a shattered past.
When you do that, I bet it comes in because, like, the closer to reality you get, it slows down time. So it's automatically like a.
And then you
one
have
of
to be
super
punching
slow
faster than time.
Where it's like. Like.
All the ripples in the cheek of reality.
Totally.
What does reality look like?
Wow.
John Stamos. Reality looks like John Stamos.
If you could hear what was inside my brain, it was just like a white noise static, like. Signal loss. What does reality look like?
Does not compute.
That's too
does
big.
Does not compute.
What does reality look like?
My brain's all fucked up.
What doesn't it look like? Look that's like just anything. As hard to answer.
My God.
Brain aneurysm.
One of the carryovers from the Zero issue.
Yeah.
Which was last week. Huh.
It's a carryover.
My quest to sleep faster.
Yeah, success, failure.
Success. I went to the gym every day last week.
You sexy bitch. Yeah.
And nobody called, but it's okay. I didn't expect it.
I was still asleep.
You son of a bitch.
I was sleeping on in.
But so yeah, I just thought I'd follow up on that. So far, so good. Next week, failure.
You guarantee it?
No, I don't guarantee it.
Just carry on.
As long as I
my wayward son.
I knew you were going there.
Nice.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
As soon as you said carry over, I was like,
I can't talk
carry
over.
On my wayward son. It's pretty great.
So much for a relaunch.
Kansas boys, come on now. Everybody's singing along at home.
They were.
Should I want to do an experiment? Are they going to harmonize with me at home while I do it? No.
Nah, probably
people are
not.
Listening on headphones on subways and shit, and they're going to be like,
work,
oh, I'm not going to be that crazy motherfucker. That guy's weird as hell. Who sings Kansas?
I'm turning this off. What other podcast
what are you
do
on
I
drugs?
Have on here?
Yeah.
Those bastards.
Well.
A fair amount of shit happened over the week.
Good shit. Bad shit. Fair shit.
Fair amount.
Fair amount of shit.
Fair amount. It's not a huge pile of shit. It's not like a Triceratops pile.
That's a big
Jeff
pile
Goldblum's
of shit.
Jeff not pointing it out. The things that happened, I guess, most of it happened last Sunday after we recorded as far as the things in
movies.
All of the movies that decided they were going to spend the insane amount of money.
Crazy trailer money.
To air a trailer on Super Bowl, which... I could like years ago when The Matrix did it. It was like that was when
how
people
fucking
were
good
doing
the first
it.
Matrix is
and that trailer was like, what the fuck is going on, man?
That movie
what's
is
going
so
on?
Good.
And I just don't see spending like all the Super Bowl commercials in general. It's like why spend that kind of fucking money?
I'm already
on advertising
excited about
that's
Avengers.
All over the internet that you can access for so much cheaper. You could spend so much money on the internet advertising nationally on sites. Fucking ridiculous. But they do it. I didn't even watch the first I tuned in the Super Bowl like halfway through the second quarter because I was working with the On The List guys here.
I didn't watch a single fucking play.
Yeah, you just watched the commercials later on?
Didn't even watch those, motherfuckers. I watched the movie trailers. Actually, that's a lie. I did see a couple of commercials that ran on the news channel at work. I've seen the commercials, not all of them, but I've seen some of the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, the Ferris Bueller commercial, exactly how we predicted it. It was lame. A shitty version of Matthew Broderick
attempting to be cool, Ferris,
selling us a Honda.
And he's not even wearing a leather jacket with a leopard print vest, a white tee. He's not even wearing the clothes.
My guess is that they didn't get the rights to the character Ferris Bueller from the
Probably,
movie studio. Because
they're like, this sounds stupid.
None of the references were direct enough.
No, they weren't.
To really make me believe that he was, they were like.
It was lame.
They could legally cut around the corners, man. But the movie trailers.
There were some interesting ones.
I saw the extended ones. I didn't really see them during the show. The Amazing Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah, it was good.
Looks really fucking good.
Yeah.
And my apprehension is...
Don't tell me it's Dennis Leary, because I will fight to the death to defend his honor.
No, I think he's fine.
It has nothing to do with
the people in the trailer. It's the fact that Sony, especially with the Spider-Man franchise, has done a great job of making trailers. Even the trailers for Spider-Man 3 were like... Oh, yeah, this looks like they're going to pull this off.
This
is going to be good. Total shit. All three of those movies were shit, in my opinion.
I know.
Of the trailers were good, though.
Why is 2 so beloved? That movie is a piece of shit.
I don't know.
It's like some people still will argue, no, Dark Knight's not the gold standard. Spider-Man 2 is. Spider-Man 2 sucked. It was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, X-Men 2, I think, should get way more love.
X-Men 2 was better than
X-Men
2
was fucking awesome.
Spider-Man 2. Yeah. Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
so many heroes.
So many movies to talk about. I think the Spider-Man 2 trailer, or the Amazing Spider-Man trailer, rather, it looks fucking good.
It looks amazing.
There's a lot of concern about the lizard. I know one of the big things is he doesn't have a snout.
Yeah.
And that's the way he was originally drawn. I don't know. I mean, I'm an animated series Spider-Man kid.
Sure.
That's the lizard has a fucking snout.
Yeah.
A snout. God.
He has a snout.
Your inability to talk has transferred to me.
Don't sweat the technique. No music today. Okay. I'm getting that vibe pretty clearly. I enjoyed the animated series as well. That's the way that I picture the lizard. I'm concerned that...
He doesn't have a ripped lab coat. At least give me that.
Yeah, really.
At least.
You know? And it's like, yeah, they show glimpses of the tail and stuff, and it just gives me the impression that the lizard probably looks lame. But the rest of the movie looks good enough that, that could be cool.
Shot in 3D.
I was like, oh, man, way to effectively use a web. You're in the middle of some crazy sewer system.
Yeah.
On the middle of it. You're looking all around. Spider sense is tingling.
Fucking
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't even really think you're that cool. Like, I like Spider-Man. But he's never going to crack my top 10 favorite characters.
He's always been a character that, in my mind, is a B-level superhero.
Yep.
He has intriguing stories on his own. He's a character that kids have identified with because he's a teenager, basically, as a superhero. But when it comes down to it, he gets into a fight with all the big guys, and he's a bit player. He's a sidekick the second
he
teams up with anybody
else. It's like, if you don't have anything to contribute physically, shut the fuck up. Stop making jokes.
See, I've enjoyed
never
the
good.
Wise. I like the wisecracks.
I don't know if I've ever read a Spider-Man crack or Deadpool crack that I actually laughed at.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know about like laughing out loud, but I'm like, because I would make shitty comments.
Well, sure. I mean, I can see being like,
I can identify with that aspect. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Oh,
what are you gonna do about
it? You wacky bastard.
What are you gonna do about it? Well, I have shitty jokes and a mask.
But I found the exchange with the car robber humorous.
You really think
I'm a cop?
Yeah.
You idiot. No. Look at me. I'm in a red and blue suit. So I like that. I trust Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone's performances that I've seen so far.
I want to see the argument he has with Captain Stacy at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like when he starts to kind of stick
Some
up for Spider-Man.
Can't do. Cops can't do. Well,
he should have just fucking webbed his mouth shut, gave him a finger, and jumped out the window.
You can't do what I can do. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which is pretty ballsy, really, because when you're Peter Parker, obviously you have this thing inside of you that you're able to expose when you're Spider-Man, like, look at my bravado and my capabilities.
Right.
But when you're Peter Parker and you're, like, coming up with your name, you got the balls. I remember being 18 and I was like, I can't call myself a man. I still do that.
And call himself Spider-Man?
Yeah, you're Spider-Man.
But do he's tell, behind Peter. He's behind the mask.
That's what
he
I'm saying.
He can't tell the criminals, oh, I'm Spider Boy.
Super Boy
he
does
got beat
it.
Up by, yeah, but he's fucking retarded.
He's super.
Yeah. Yeah. Not his comics, though.
No. That's an unfortunate turn of events. But that's what I mean. I guess I'm not really saying it as a slight to him. I'm just saying that's balls, because I wouldn't do that. Even yeah. if I had spider powers, I'd be like, I can't have the word man in my hero name. That's a lie.
Spider humanoid.
The spider. Okay. Yeah, I can be the spider.
Yeah.
You know? Arachnoid. Arachnid. Arachshiz. All that shit. I'll do any of it.
Shiracnid. That's going to be Shaquille O'Neal as Spider-Man. Shiracnid.
Kazam! You know, it's pretty tough. So hats off to him. Way to go, man. You grabbed it. You're like, I'm Spider-Man. And I never looked back.
That's right. It's I was impressive. A meek little boy. I'm a man.
Now I'm still meek outside of my spider clothes. But once I put this shit on.
It's all a ruse.
One of the things, again, they say all the time, just like, how did you make that fucking suit? How did you make that?
Yeah.
The level of skill that would be involved.
I guess as much as I question that, at the same time, I don't need a fucking montage of how. Like,
no.
Whatever.
You can explain it to me as a casual, like, oh yeah, I'm really good at, I'm a good seamstress.
Yeah, like, just don't fucking.
Aunt May had a home business as a seamstress and I learned a lot. Okay, that's enough for me to buy it. But you're a fucking, just a dude. Why would you know how to make that?
With your fucking spider powers.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't want to know.
Some people
I
don't
want
like
them
it.
To get to the story. I don't give a fuck.
I'm liking the suit. I think it's a cool design.
It's good.
I enjoy it, so.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm on board, but Sony, they can make a hell of a trailer, so I don't know.
It was a good trailer.
Yeah, and so was the one for Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3.
Some people disagree with me. I still say decreasing goodness each one. Spider-Man 1 is the best out of the three.
And that's not saying much.
2 is worse than 1, 3 is worse than 2.
I agree with that ranking of the movies, but they're all just bags of shit.
Yeah.
So, another movie trailer that was in the Super Bowl,
Avengers.
Was there Hunger Games?
There was a Hunger Games.
I didn't even see it.
I knew you were going to go Avengers. I wanted to throw it in there. Because it get brushed
How
off of it.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare
I'm so
you?
So devious. You see the way I'm living.
You're plotting. You're the in this relaunch, are you plotting against me?
They call me the schemer, but
I'm
not
gonna
scheme
make this
man.
Show funny.
If your name is Scheme Man, then people call you Seaman. Seaman. That's what the villains call you. Like, what do they call Batman? Batsy, Batboy, Batboy.
Hey, Buttman.
Buttman. You know? They're always going to try and find something.
They're too afraid of him to really.
That's why you say, I'm the schemer, not scheme man.
So, Hunger Games trailer.
It was a shitty aside. Hunger Games trailer. It was really bad. Hunger Games trailer. The movie is still very. I'm definitely going to see it. And I'll probably see it on the day that it comes out. Jennifer Lawrence, I just don't see it. She's not an untalented actress, but I don't picture her in the
Is
role
she the
of
lead?
Katniss. Yeah. Katniss Everdeen, I don't see Jennifer Lawrence. So she's got a tough road ahead. God, you're right. She got a tough road ahead to convince me, suspend my disbelief while I'm watching this movie. Because I'm watching the trailers and all I'm thinking is you're not the right fit. You're not the right fit for this. And a small aside to somebody else that I had this conversation with, really, another thing that's bugging me, I don't know why I'm hung up on the clothes, but that's no way your dad's fucking hunting jacket. That is not a man's jacket, and it was certainly not your dad's. That shit is not going to fit you like that if it was someone else's jacket. Tailor-made for you, obviously. Anyway, it's significant.
You should work in the wardrobe department in Hollywood.
I should. Why are they not paying attention to me? It's a valid point.
I've done nothing to get a job in the wardrobe department, but bitch on my podcast. Why aren't you listening to this?
It's prestigious.
That's
it's been
true.
Relaunched.
Yeah. We prestiged. No big deal.
So, you know, that kind of just makes me be like, it's minor detail. But anyway.
That's an MTV production, isn't it?
I might be.
I think it might be. Either way.
So, anyway,
we're gonna say it is,
I'm
so
definitely
fuck
still going to look at the movie. Josh Hutcherson, or Hutchison, I don't know if there's an R in there, seems like a really good fit for PETA. Liam looks like a good fit for Gale. Jennifer Lawrence doesn't look like the best fit for Katniss. That's a pretty important fucking role.
Yeah.
You carry basically every scene in the entire movie. I don't know. I'm trying to remember the book.
Big deal.
And remember if there's anything that occurs without her there. I don't believe so because everything's from her point of view. So
she's got a lot of fucking work to do.
She does.
That's for sure.
It's going to be tough. I'm not saying for sure she can't do it, but I'm just saying she's starting out with a disadvantage because I'm already not sold.
Yeah, it looks like it's Lionsgate. I don't know why I thought it was MTV. Mm. Is it that much different, really?
Anywho, Avengers. Avengers. Yeah, baby.
Trailer looks good. Aside from the Michael Bay obligatory shot where they're all in a circle. That was the only thing I was like, what the fuck? No. But
I got to say, it pains me to say a little bit, Scarlett looks like shit in that around the circle shot.
It doesn't pain me to say it anymore.
She got penned. She got penned. It's fucking gross. It's just really disgusting.
Came over, man.
Ugh. You're right. It's a wrap on it. I don't. Like, I never really see her now, and I'm like, yeah. I'm just kind of.
It is weird how quickly that happened. Yeah. Like, because you and I both.
Totally on
Bazinga.
Board.
Bazinga.
Not really on
and
board.
And then, no. Hearing that news alone is just like, man, you obviously have
poor taste.
Because
I guarantee
taste.
His dick looks exactly like him. You know what I mean? Like, you pull his pants down, and you just have Sean Penn staring at you. Like, what's wrong with your dick?
I just picturing the one picture, was it from The Rocker or whatever? Like, the image of him? That's what I'm picturing.
This must be the place.
Oh, this must be the place.
Which still, yeah, The Rocker. I will see. I like his performances. I like his films, but him in her, not, I can't.
Yeah, it's just unforgivable. Like, she has made poor decisions with her life at points that I just can't look past.
But yeah, we'll get back to Avengers then. Trailer was very nice, very exciting.
Way good.
Man crush on Chris Evans through the roof. I can't get enough of the Evies.
You are out of control on your Evans.
I do really
man
like
crush.
Chris Evans. I really do. And I got to the point now where I'm like, you know, I remember the days Chris Evans was not on my list for Steve Rogers because he was Johnny Storm. I'm like, you're not in my peripheral. And I'm thinking Channing Tatum. You're going to be my Steve Rogers. Unfortunately, he missed out on that opportunity. His stock falling, not terribly. It was interesting. He said in an interview, I know that I'm not the best actor. And I'm like, you just gained a bunch of points with me.
Because I know you're not the best actor.
You showed such promise. And then you kind of just did whatever. But he said, you know, honestly, I don't really necessarily take roles because I think that I'm a great actor or anything. It's just there are people that I want to work with or I think I can learn from. And I'll use that as a way to do it. And I'm like, okay. I respect your strategy. I don't necessarily respect the films you choose to be in, but there's obviously thought behind it, so that's cool. Anyway, once Chris Evans was Steve Rogers, there's no going back now. This dude's he's solid gold.
He looks awesome as it. Fucking works.
Like, you are Steve fucking Rogers. Yeah! And, you know, I rented Puncture yesterday, so I'll have an update on that once I watch
it.
It's a Chris Evans film.
No idea what that is.
It's his drug addict film.
Oh,
everyone has.
It's his
one.
Oscar bait.
He didn't go up for an Oscar for that one. But
when he took the role, was he like, this is Oscar?
He's
man.
Puzzling to me too because I'm like, you did Puncture, which you would certainly think that, but you also did What's My Number, and I'm like,
yeah,
what? Why?
What's my number?
You're Steve Rogers.
The number you're writing on the check.
You don't have to do that shit. He must have signed up for that before. He did Captain.
That's entirely possible.
It's got to be the case. You don't go from Steve Rogers to that. Anyway,
unless you're trying to avoid being typecast.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, I got to do
which he does. That
I got to do
for him.
A role that's different
because he is a hunk and he doesn't want to be hunk dude. That's not what he wants. So anyway, rest of the cast: Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., solid as ever.
Yeah, I mean he
made for
is
that role.
Really good at Iron Man. He is good at the movie version of Iron Man, who is incredibly likable.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like Iron
Man. He's flawed, but likable in the movies.
But I like watching Iron Man on screen.
Yeah. And the scene for me, obviously, is the little glimpses we get of the Hulk.
Yeah. We have an army. We have a Hulk.
It just fucking swats that thing out of the air. It looks pretty apparent that it's going to be the Skrulls that are the army.
They're saying it's not the Skrulls, but it's the Skrulls, but they're going to give them a different name.
Yeah, there was some. Apparently, there's rumors that Fox owns the Skrulls in their contract.
It's something like
that. It's going to be some alien shapeshifting for. Like, the Marvel aliens are the same. Like, they have the Kree and the Skrulls.
It doesn't fucking matter.
They're all the same bullshit.
Yeah.
It's going to be some faceless alien horde.
Dude, how cool was that shot? Iron Man taking off, flying up into the sky towards the ship.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Looks fucking cool.
That's awesome. Not a whole lot of info on Thor. He didn't really have a
no. It, they got
they did
a,
the hand grab.
My brother.
Yeah.
Me and you, Steve. Let's rock this shit.
And I'm like, I want to see that.
I'm going to go bang Natalie Portman.
How about a three-way?
No way. Dude, I'm sorry. I know you like Natalie Portman, but if it's coming down to Natalie Portman or Haley Atwell.
Oh,
Haley
well,
Atwell.
Haley Atwell's pretty, too. I'm
good God, man. Are you insane?
But she's old. She's old now.
I know. She's like going to be all crusty.
Yeah.
They got to get Sharon in there somewhere. So anyway, if you can't tell, it seems we're both excited about Avengers.
Yeah.
Good trailer. That flick's going to be sweet. It's only in May. You know what I mean?
We're not that far off. Yeah, it's going to be the launch of the...
Very close.
Launch of the season.
So really it was, as I, you know, Avengers, Dark Knight Rises were my high points. I'm going to throw Amazing Spider-Man in there based off that trailer. I'm curious.
Yeah, like I said, the trailer, awesome. I'm not going to throw it into my most anticipated because of the burn, the previous burns.
Yeah, you're going to hold that grudge.
I am. I'm going to hold that grudge. I am.
It's okay. It's a grudge. It's a legit gripe.
That
trilogy was bad.
It's only so much more legitimate because of the fact that they're so beloved. Like, it's the kind of thing, it's like when I saw Neil Hamburger, the worst comedian of all time, in a theater, or not a theater, it was actually a bar, but it was packed.
It was a shithole.
Everyone was laughing. And I'm sitting there going,
I hate you so
none
much
of this
more
is
now.
Funny.
Yeah.
But no, why am I the only one that's not able to enjoy this?
Don't you people,
what is happening?
Soylent Green is
why
people!
Are all of you loving this? Why? So yeah, that's why that it cuts so much deeper for me.
That's the way I feel about Family Guy.
Yeah, but nobody likes you.
but the ow, that was the sound of my heart breaking.
Huzzah!
Your Family Guy thing that reminded me of totally derailed my other thought. I had something else to add. I forgot about it.
It's gone now.
It's gone.
You fucking killed it.
Long gone.
Ah. News that I initially wrote as a cock tease, but the more I think about it, I mean, it might still happen, but it was released that Harrison Ford was in early talks for the Blade Runner sequel, prequel, whatever the fuck they're doing. And
he's
then
playing
it
his
was
own
it
grandfather.
Was like pretty immediately, like, yeah, there's no talks yet. We're not to that point.
You can't have. Do they do that? Would they do that?
What?
Make
him play his ancestor?
Well, because if he's a synthetic.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Then. But that's what
that
I mean.
That would be full on.
Do they do like, this series is actually your grandfather?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like,
keep the illusion real. Because they'd be like, oh, well, this face is working very well for our.
Well, that's the
private
thing.
Investigator
if,
models.
If they're bringing Harrison Ford models. In, obviously as old as he is now, they're basically saying 100%.
He's got to be a human.
He's human if he's aged.
A replicant basically. Is not going to live that long.
Yeah.
Unless he's the first one.
Yeah. Unless they age him down with Hollywood magic to look exactly as he did before. And then he's obviously a replicant. Yeah. Like he's another one off the assembly line.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's. As much as I want more in that world, like the more I think about it, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm gonna see it, but maybe just leave it alone.
I don't know. Whatever.
I love that shit.
As long as it's not Deckard, I always say it wrong.
Deckard. Yeah.
Is whatever. It?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I just watched it recently too.
I don't remember. Deckard. I feel like it's Deckard, but I don't know. Anyway, as long as it's not him, then I'm like, whatever. There was a Blade Runner video game. On PC quite a while ago.
Right.
That was a whole different dude.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of like weaving slightly into that tale and then kind of doing its own thing.
I like it when they do that shit.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, it was a fun game.
These are parallel stories to this world and they intersect on occasion, but
so,
for the most part.
I'd be okay with, with seeing a little more in that universe, but
yeah,
it's going to kind of depend. I saw the fucking trailer for Prometheus. That shit looks insane.
I didn't see the trailer. I didn't fucking watch the trailer.
Ridley Scott, baby.
It was good?
Yeah. I don't know. But see the trailer and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Is this alien or not?
Well, maybe.
It kind of it.
It's,
you know?
And a lot of the stuff I've seen.
It's eye-popping, certainly.
A lot
it's
of the stuff I've seen, they say basically, it exists in the same world and it's kind of the same thing we're talking about where it weaves in and out of the right. same continuity. That it's kind of alien, but it's its own thing.
It certainly looks to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I like spectacles.
Yeah. Those Scott boys, they bring the heat.
Sometimes. I don't know. Ridley's gotten a little bit like, you know.
I didn't see Kingdom of Heaven. or whatever that one was.
I feel like maybe even I could throw both of them in there. They kind of reached that Lucas level in a different type of way, so, huh? Where it's like, no one's telling me no, I'm just doing whatever the fuck I want. I just do what I want. Suck a dick about it.
Well, you know.
But hopefully they make the Blade Runner sequel good if they make it.
Speaking of Georgie boy Lucas, you got some Star Wars 3D news.
Yeah, I believe the numbers for the Phantom Menace 3D, it took like fourth.
The
this
Phantom
weekend?
Menace was money, because it's not, it's Phantom, it's Ghost. That money is gone.
That money is gone.
Where is it?
It is in the pockets of the people that made The Vow. The Vow, I believe, had like 40 million last weekend in the box office, and Phantom Menace had like 20-something.
Got no money now, didn't low go 20s. See it now.
But you have to imagine that George Lucas, even despite his insanity...
He's going to make out just fine.
Well, despite his insanity, he was like... I'm going to release these in 3D.
You got to start with
order.
One. You got to start with one.
In order. I'm probably not going to make all that much money. He might make more money on 2 and 3 because Phantom Menace is universally hated. 2 and 3, people have kind of like, yeah, you know, I enjoyed those. But he's waiting for 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
Because when those go back into theaters.
That's the gravy boat.
I mean, those people need something to bitch about. I mean, he came out and said Greedo always shot first.
Yeah. I saw that article and I'm like...
But you put it on film that he didn't shoot first.
Well, it was with the angle and the editing, it made it a little tough to discern what had happened. But there's no question Han never shot first. I changed it so you could clearly see that. Dude, all right. All right.
How's your neck beard, dude?
Neck beard?
He's got a neck
beard. He does have a neck beard. It just was funny that was like, that's the shot I'm going to take. Neck beard.
Fuck you.
But, you know, I would like to just have a day where I'm like, dude, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm watching them all in a row. I have seen Phantom Menace one time in the theaters.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
I don't know that I saw it after that either.
I saw episode 3 also one time in the theaters and just derided it the whole time I was watching it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this shit is even in front of me.
Right.
And then people ended up liking it a lot. And I'm like, well, maybe I need to see this shit again. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Maybe I let my cynicism get in the way.
No, you probably.
I don't think I did either. But I feel like it's definitely worth another watch where I'm like, let's see this shit in its entirety. I'll take a look.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a fun day anyway.
The win that comes out of the Phantom Menace weekend, though, is it moved into fifth all time. As far as movies go. So he got to bump himself up another one. Yeah, you know, good for him and his fucking insanity. Yeah, what a strange motherfucker.
You're going to see an Ewok in 3D eventually. Is that exciting?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I even rewatched the original trilogy.
I'm just thinking, not even necessarily the Ewoks.
Because as a kid, I loved the fucking Ewoks.
But in
that
battle
shit.
With the speeder bikes through the trees and everything, that will be cool in 3D.
But... It wasn't filmed in 3D.
It's true.
So it might suck in 3D, a lot of the shit that wasn't filmed in 3D. might just, what's the point of fucking Titanic in 3D? It's all, it drives me fucking crazy.
You failed, your highness.
You suck.
I am a Jedi like my father before me. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair enough.
And it's like, you know what? You're kind of a whiny bitch, Luke. The whole time I don't like you, but in that moment... You redeem your more annoying nature, where I'm like, yeah, you do it. Don't give in to the dark side. Yes. And then he's like, you know, father, it's I don't want to spoil it. I know nobody's seen this shit yet. So
I'm here to
rescue
you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to rescue you.
I'm here to rescue you. But most of the time I'm just like, Luke, just shut up. But in that moment,
fucking annoying.
I'm really like, you pulled into your own. You did it.
Yeah.
You made it. Yeah.
Good work. I'm proud of you.
None in the expanded universe. He's probably more of a turd again, but...
Yeah. The last movie news. It's not so much movie news as it's a funny picture. You can Google it readily and find it.
It is funny.
Don't giggle. You haven't even seen the picture, Brad. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. There was a picture, I believe Arnold posted it, of them in a hospital, in hospital beds next to each other. They look like big, muscly babies.
I don't know. I gotta say, I see it with Arnold. Yeah, Sly doesn't really look like a baby to me. He looks big and muscly, but I don't.
But
see
I don't
a
really look at Sly that much because I'm like, it's fucking Arnold. Why would you waste your time looking at anybody but him?
Stallone, baby.
My love for Arnold eclipses.
No, does it?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, but
it's a respectable choice. There's really no, you can't go wrong. Well,
yeah, it's a win-win. Yeah. For sure.
That's good stuff.
But yeah, they both had shoulder surgery after some of their old man action movies, and then getting ready to do The Tomb.
God. I'm 27, and I have still not recovered from a sprained ankle at my bachelor party like 2 years ago. I can't imagine those two fucking guys still doing that shit. It is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, it's your body sustains that? Hats off to you, sir.
They are maniacs.
Yep.
Drugs help, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally on steroids, both of them, no doubt.
And that's okay. Because
you're not a professional athlete.
You gotta reach the peak of human capabilities.
I guess. I don't have a problem with my
use the powers that are around,
actors,
man.
Using athletes. Or using actors steroids.
Using athletes?
Not either. You know.
I just picture Arnold riding on a linebacker. Take me to the grocery store!
No! Because, I'm okay with that. You need to preserve my suspension of disbelief.
Absolutely. You need to be look jacked. Like a fucking monster.
Man.
That's all there is to it.
Can we get Hugh Jackman in Expendables? Is that possible? Does he have the cred?
I'm kind of surprised that...
He's really only... What action does he have?
Are there any show tunes?
Swordfish. He did Swordfish, I guess. Yeah, I heard he's singing and dancing involved. He can do everything.
Yes, he can. But yeah, I mean, with the Wolverine cred that the world has given him, I'm surprised that they haven't thrown him... I haven't even
he's
heard.
He's older. He's in killer shape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Throw him in.
Huh. Something to think about anyway.
For shizzle. I guess moving on.
Video games.
Video games.
This is sort of video game. It'll transition into comic book. With Prototype 2 and Jade Empire, they're starting
Jade
to do
Empire.
Kind of, or not Jade Empire, Dragon Age.
Oh,
I got
me.
You all excited.
You
did.
I was like, what? There's Jade Empire news.
Your excitement was why I was like, I said the wrong name. the Prototype 2 is coming out as a video game pretty soon, but Dark Horse is doing the kind of the Mass Effect treatment where they're doing expanded universe comic books. The interesting thing. And Smallville is doing the same thing now with Warner Brothers. They are releasing them as digital only, and then they'll eventually collect them as trades or in like thicker print issues.
Get y'all comic books here.
So
online.
So like that's pretty cool because that's something I've been bitching about. Like, why aren't they doing digital exclusives?
Makes sense.
That's the transition.
Makes sense.
And so now they're using video games to kind of start that kickoff. Did you play the Knights of Amalur or whatever?
I have a pretty strong feeling I'm getting it for Valentine's Day, but I have not. If I don't, then I'll go pick it up. But I haven't played it yet.
That's been all over the internet. They've been pimping
it
up pretty hard.
The demo was really fun.
And they announced the official release date for Star Wars Connect, which I believe is April 3rd.
What do you use? Do you get to prop lightsaber? Because it'd be more fun to have something in your hands.
That was part of the delay, I guess, was that they were originally like, Kinect, you are the controller. They didn't want to start doing the peripheral things because that's, then you need to buy things. And that's not what they were trying to avoid.
Right. And that makes sense.
A lot of people were having the, I want to hold a fucking lightsaber.
Yeah, I want something in my hand.
So they had to recalibrate it for both, like, basically. There's one game that I play every now and then called Kung Fu High Impact, where anything you pick up, it shows it as a weapon.
Nice.
And I feel like that's probably the same style of technology they're using for that, because the Kinect wouldn't know whether or not that crazy thing you're holding is your arm, and you just have a monster arm, or it's a lightsaber. So.
Everybody was Cheetos fighting. I'm just snacking. Please. Never mind.
I liked it.
It's a chips joke.
I got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those were the big video game news. If you haven't played that Amalur game yet, there's not a whole lot.
I will play it.
You will.
I will. I guess status update for everybody who's dying to find out when I get my platinum for Arkham City. I have completed all of the Riddler challenges. Jesus. All I have to do is... The challenge maps were a real son of a bitch because they're time consuming. Did all that. All I have to do is replay the game in Game Plus, do the stupid Calendar Man challenge, which is super gay, and then I need to do the free flow combat 2.0. And then I'm golden, baby!
You are a fucking
platinum.
Maniac. It still blows my mind the amount of fucking Like the fact that you can burn through games like that.
I put hours in.
It's not even so much like the hours. Like you are, like you're just wired to like be able to
must accomplish
power through all this stuff. Like, oh, I know how to find that. Like, I just it blows my mind. I can't do it. I just want to get the story. I want to know what's happening with the characters, man. And you're like, I want that fucking little green question mark.
Give me it.
I need it in my bucket.
Some of them are a real piece of shit to figure out.
I need it in my bucket.
Yeah, if that's all we got on video games, I guess we might as well move on.
I guess there is a small detail follow-up from last week. It was a carry on, man. There is news been released in answer to your question. I even did homework for you. They have decided
Relaunch, Brad does homework.
I will look up things. They are going to scour the Mass Effect Deception novel and correct errors pointed out by Mass Effect fans. So there will be a second printing that will address those concerns.
They gotta
do it.
Otherwise, they make their lives harder down the road.
So I wonder, I guess there's really not going to be any collector value for those original prints, but maybe someday down the road.
Maybe.
Hang on to them, boys.
Did you buy it?
I didn't.
You're not going to get any money.
Piece of shit.
Comic books.
Shit, yeah.
Speaking of creators fucking up.
Oh, man.
There was some drama, and I didn't realize.
There is just hot lava going back and forth between these two.
It's been going on for a while. The artist hadn't thrown it out
there. Scott McDaniels.
Until recently.
Rosam. I do not know how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, because it's on paper, man.
Static Shock, canceled. Right. One of the first six that got the axe in the new 52. These two motherfuckers have just been going back and forth.
And the writer quit after four issues.
Yep.
It's fucking, I don't know. I didn't have any idea what was going on because it was a book that was off my fucking radar.
Static Shock. And it's canceled, so why pick it up now?
It's interesting because I read the artist's rebuttal before anything else. Like, I didn't even know there was anything going on.
Oh, as soon as I caught wind that there was mischief about, I was like, chronologically, I want to know.
Yeah.
Tell me the story. So I went back to the beginning and I'm all caught up.
So naturally, the way I digested it, I'm more on the artist's side. And as I was reading things, obviously that's not the case to people on the internet.
Like, it's very he said, she said.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll all wait with bated breath to see if the editor jumps in here.
He's
and is
not
like,
going to fucking
this is
say
the way
anything.
It went down,
he ain't
boys.
Going to say a goddamn thing.
But these two going back and forth. Oh, man. Short version of the story for everybody who is interested to know what we're talking about but not interested enough to look it up. Static Shock was canceled, which caused an outrage in Static Shock fans. He has a dedicated following. Not high numbers, but the fans that are in there are really in it. And so
I wish OMAC at least had that.
Afraid not. So anyways. What happened is the book was canceled. The writer, John R., we'll call him because I don't know how you pronounce the last name. Anyway. The writer left the book after number four and unceremoniously was like, I just want to make an announcement. I'm off the book. It has nothing to do with my relationship with DC. This is all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
Then he comes out a little bit later and he's like, my editor and the artist on this book sidelined me and ignored all of my ideas. So that's why I left. I'm not going to say anything anymore about it. And then he came back a third time and was like, here is specifically why I left. These guys are dicks, and Scott McDaniels ran this book into the ground. The editor took all of his ideas and ignored mine, and this novice guy who's never written anything before suddenly is able to basically hijack my book, and I said, fuck it, I'm not hanging out on this book because it's, quote, a turd.
Yes.
He called his own book a turd.
Yeah.
And then Scott McDaniels, who had up to that point not said anything, decided to unleash a fucking massive tome
Holy
of information.
Shit. I read most of it, but I was just like, I have things to do somewhere
on his blog,
in my life.
A huge rebuttal to this shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, you guys, will you put your fucking dicks away? Shut up.
And
move
in the
on.
End, it was interesting because a lot of it from what I read was the same story.
Yeah.
Told with a different inflection. Basically. Yeah. Like, they didn't really contradict each other that much, but from what I read, obviously, like I said, I read the artist's side of it first. It's like they asked him for input, and he was giving input on how the story he thought
should go. It
sounds
like it was a bad artistic relationship.
Yeah.
It wasn't working out, and, one of the guys left. Leave it at that, right? Leave it at that. So I'm going to kind of put it in the writer's court as far as you should have just just like you did. I'm not on the book anymore. It's nothing to do with DC. Everything's great.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Then just stop there. But he just couldn't. He couldn't do it.
And the other side of that, and to be more against the writer, not like the way he handled it, he was like, oh, yeah. And since none of the people, the higher ups knew that this was going on, and since they found out about my departure, they've handled it really well, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, if you're having trouble with your writer and or your artist and your editor, you need to do something. And to not say anything and then just quit is like, well, you, if this was a problem, you need to go to people higher up the chain.
Well, and of course, it is all things that, you know, between the three of them, who knows exactly how things went down. But the artist on the book, Scott McDaniels, had said, as far as the claims that John made about none of the higher ups knowing what was happening, a lot of these creative decisions needed approval, not just from our editor,
but people on outside stories and
things
like that.
You know, people knew about what was happening, so I don't know what he's talking about. It's just like the biggest schoolyard. Would you two just
fucking
grow up? I'm
going to take these things out of context. Here is two panels that he scripted that, I mean, really? You're going to write that in a book?
You're going to go do this?
Granted, those panels really sucked.
Yeah.
Like, those were good ones to point out. Yeah. But
it's just like, come on, guys.
Come on.
Like, it's fun to watch. It's a train wreck because you're like, look at these two. You look like kids. You really just look bad.
In their minds and in basically what they're saying is like,
I want to tell my side of the story.
I'm telling my side of the story so that I don't lose future work because of this.
Yeah. And it's like, you see what
but
this is
you're
kind of
losing
turning into.
Future work because of this. Like,
you look crazy.
Why the fuck would you work with that person? They look like morons.
It was a bad, clearly it was a bad relationship.
Like, bad chemistry. We didn't work well together. Good luck in the future. I'm going to another book. See you later.
Yep.
Like,
you know,
that's all it had to be.
We never grow up.
Pissing match, motherfucker.
I know, but it was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I gotta read this.
Drama.
I gotta know what's going on here. And then you just, you find out you guys just, you need to both just move on.
Man, we have talked a lot before we even get into what we read this week.
Oh,
we both read quite a bit of comics.
We did some book reading.
Off the top of your head, what was the best one you read?
Ooh.
That's right, on the spot.
I'm probably, it's a tough draw, probably between Aquaman 5, Suicide Squad 6. I'm going to give the edge to Suicide Squad 6.
Okay.
More.
I've heard it was reviewed well.
More happened in Suicide Squad 6. Aquaman 5 still solid, but there wasn't a whole lot of plot progression.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the edge to the Suicide Squad.
I took the advice of the listeners, and I picked up some Marvel books.
Nice.
Should have read a little bit more about what I was getting into before I picked up Punisher. I picked up Punisher number 22, Punisher Max number 22.
Oh, you're doing the Max issue line. I thought you were doing the Greg Rucka.
Well, I was like, I heard the Max was good, so I was like, all right, well, I'll fucking read Punisher Max number 22. Not aware of the fact that that was going to be the last issue of Punisher Max.
Oh, Punisher Max is ending, eh?
They killed Frank Castle.
Damn!
Yeah, spoiler alert.
He's been punished.
This issue is basically Nick Fury identifying a body as Frank Castle, and there's a whole thing about the autopsy or whatever, and there's just bodies everywhere, and he was dead and all this shit, and like they're like, well, he's got like a list of like, he's 6 pages in on the injury report, so like the cause of death is like, who the fuck knows, but it's a pretty cool profile. I don't know, I haven't read a lot of Punisher, but I've read enough to be familiar with the character and
Castle,
all that shit.
You asshole.
And it felt like a really fitting, like, yeah.
He's going to die violently.
That's cool how shit went down after his death. Like, like, he died. Some other super, you know, one of the, you know, Nick Fury seems appropriate to come in and basically handle the post Frank Castle, the shit. Like, he kind of took over a little bit of the investigation.
Why doesn't Nick Fury have him executed?
Why would he have him executed?
Because he's a mass murderer that operates outside the law. He doesn't work for S.H.I.E.L.D.
I know he doesn't work for S.H.I.E.L.D., but
if you're inflicting tons of damage, but you work for S.H.I.E.L.D., cool.
Yeah.
You're doing it and you don't work for S.H.I.E.L.D.? S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, hey, you
But there's
can't
also the military history they have together.
I suppose.
Which is a little bit of loyalty.
Might be a
That's the impression I got on that.
Okay.
But also at the same time, he's killing bad guys. And he does help out in a lot of the shit. Like, when the shit hits the fan,
he's a loose cannon.
No, he's totally loose cannon. I'm not arguing that point. But I thought it was a cool a cool tribute, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not saying the issue's bad. I'm just like curious. Why doesn't Nick Fury do something about Frank Castle?
And Fury's just kind of like, you dumb bastard. You're dead, and now nothing has changed.
Yeah.
And at the end...
That's kind of your deal.
At the end, not to totally ruin it, but fuck you guys if you haven't read it, because...
I want to know what happens.
At the end, the very end of it, Fury's at a bar getting a couple drinks.
Yep.
And they show a swerve on. And they show on the news that people have started rioting and they got their faces painted with the Punisher skull. People are like, they're not rioting. They're like taking down criminals and shit like that. Like this guy started a mugging in a neighborhood and people fought back.
Okay.
And Fury's like, well, I'll be goddamned.
You did something. And I was like, Frank, you started something. Okay.
So I thought that was a really cool way to end it.
Everybody in the club get furious.
Now I'm like, fuck, now I got to go back and read a bunch of shit.
Punisher Max, it sounds like. But yeah. Punisher, the ongoing, I think, is only 8 issues in.
Yeah, so maybe I'll check that out. So as far as what I thought was the best of what I read, probably that or the JLA number 5.
Yeah,
I really like JLA number 5.
It was the
fucking Batman.
Yeah.
That was unexpected. We're gonna go spoilers in the comics right now.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck it.
It's not like basically, it just came out.
Yeah, yeah. The shit hits the fan with Darkseid.
Big time.
And Superman gets taken away, and the Green Lantern gets his arm broken
God
by
damn
him.
Superman.
Because Green Lantern looks like a fucking...
He just looks like such a tool bag.
He basically snapped, and it's exactly what you would expect happen if someone without proper training had a power ring and decided to fight Darkseid.
Your arm is broken.
He's like, the ring still works.
As long as I got the ring.
Which, that would be your mentality.
Look what that ring got you. A broken arm and your ring. Like, you're just going to get your skull crushed in.
But Batman gave him a pretty sweet fucking pep talk.
Snapped him right out of it.
Fucking took off his cowl. Did he pull the bat off his chest, too?
I don't believe so.
I thought it looked like he didn't have a bat symbol on his chest. But either way, and Batman's like... I'm going to find Superman, and puts his arms up and lets one of the fucking things carry him away. Yep. And it's like, you're fucking crazy.
Hell yeah.
And then he gets off and he's like,
not what I expected.
That wasn't part of the plan. Now what the fuck am I going to do?
I'll figure it out.
Which was cool. So
it was good.
That issue was pretty awesome. And then Green Lantern took a turn and didn't suck when he went back to everybody and kind of gave him pep talk. He's like, all right, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Or we got this.
Oh, we got this. That's
right. Are you going to worry about my battle cry, or are we going to do this?
I read that, and I was like, so lame. And then the next panel, Barry's like, really? And I was like, you go, Barry. You fucking tell his ass. He sucks.
He didn't got this. He's a dumbass. Justice League was awesome. Other issues I read, 6, 7, and 8 of the current Daredevil run.
Whoa.
It was all right.
8 is fresh off the shelf, correct? 8 just came out?
I believe so. I think that was the brand new one. I heard so many good things about their Daredevil run.
Yeah, the Mark Waid is very popular.
That I almost feel let down on it because it was supposed to be so good.
It's hyped up.
It's okay. It's fine. I'll probably buy 9.
Oh, okay. That's
so
good.
Yeah, it's sufficient, I guess, for lack of a better term. But you know, it's all right. You know, there was actually kind of a cool story where he's doing charity work for for a school for the blind or whatever.
Okay, makes sense.
And the bus crashes out like in upstate New York in a blizzard.
Shit.
And the bus driver fucking disappears.
You dick.
And
you're gonna leave these blind kids in a blizzard?
And his Matt Murdock's legs all fucked up. So he's out in a snowstorm in the upstate New York, which is fucking like there's a lot of space between homes when you get into some shit there. And he's trying to get these blind elementary school kids to follow him, but like he's all tore up, like he's Daredevil, like with because his clothing has been all torn off.
Oh yeah,
like his outside clothing is all fucked up, like so he's still sort of wearing it, but he's Daredevil and he's like totally none of his powers are doing him any good in a snowstorm. And it's kind of cool to him trying to rally these kids and
the
all that
snow
stuff.
Is like static, just throws everything off for him.
Yeah, the wind and the cold, like it just doesn't bode well for his sonar.
Damn.
And it makes it harder to hear distances when it's cold because sound doesn't travel as quickly. But I think it doesn't travel. Yeah. I don't remember exactly how it works.
That sounds right.
But either way, it was a decent issue. It was a cool issue that you wouldn't see in a lot of comics. Like, it was kind of thrown in, but it was also like, most of them aren't going to go that small. Like, you talk about it being too big.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is him on a bus of, like, 9 kids.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. It's fucking Daredevil.
It's going to be him.
And then the other Marvel comic was Hulk number 5.
Hulk.
They explained the separation.
Ooh.
And it's, I'm so glad that they kind of went simple on it.
Good.
Like, it's, I mean, sort of simple as far as Marvel goes. But basically, Hulk made a fucking deal with Doom.
Okay.
And Doom fucking sawed his head open with an adamantium chainsaw.
Okay.
And pulled out the parts of his brain that were Banner and put them in a clone of Banner.
Wow.
And it's like, fair enough. That is how you can separate the body and... like, that's how you can separate the brain and
that's
have two
bodies.
That's
the type of tool that you use? An adamantium chainsaw?
How are you
going to
get
brain
the Hulk's
surgery?
Brain? Because he's Hulk.
I mean, an adamantium, sure. But a fucking chainsaw for brain surgery?
It's the Hulk, man. How are you going to get into his brain, man? How are you going to get into his head?
Why not an adamantium bone saw?
Because he's going to be healing the whole time, man.
But a chainsaw is going to tear that shit up like... nobody's business.
But as it heals, it might not tear it up as much because he's healing as you're cutting.
Doom knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Clearly, because he pulled it off.
Well, Doom's in danger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Winter Soldier number 1 establishes there is an assassination plot against Von Doom.
Is it going to be a monkey or a gorilla with a Gatling gun?
I don't know.
Yeah, so Hulk 5, that happens, and then they get a little more into the battle between the two of them. People should be reading Hulk 5. That's what I got to say about it.
It's the good shit.
It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
And yeah, they just beat the shit out of things.
Yeah.
There is a tiny monkey that's gamma radiated that throws irradiated monkey poo at the Hulk's face.
Ooh.
And Hulk kind of like.
That's risky business.
Those guys, because the things that Banner have made are like, you leave father alone. Like they're like mindless slaves to Banner.
Uh-huh.
And Hulk's basically like. I can fucking get rid of him. And he basically rallies the troops. Like, he's like, leave me the fuck alone.
Uh-huh.
And I can give you your island back kind of thing. And then at one point, there's a tiger that's like, can you make me what I once was? And he's like, if I can, I will. And the tiger's like, I was beautiful once.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of.
You were, weren't you? You magnificent beast.
Yeah.
God.
You motherfucker. But, so yeah, Hulk 5's awesome. I also read Green Lantern 6. It was okay. It wasn't as good as 5, but you know, they're still pulling through that story. Swamp Thing 6, good cliffhanger. It's an issue that's kind of like, all right, I'm enjoying the slow burn on the story, and I think that it's going to get us to the point where finally he's going to be Swamp Thing.
Okay.
And you know, like a lot of things that they foreshadowed. It was kind of the closing of the first arc. You know, I think the 6 issues on a lot of that.
Right.
He his life is in danger. He's in a swamp. The green needs him. Let's do this. Let's get our big ass swamp thing.
Oh, the stars have aligned.
And then OMAC 6. You know, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm depressed that it's going away. It's fucking good.
That's the way it goes.
And Deathstroke 6 came out as well, but I had read that a while back. And it got really good reviews. I think it got an 8 on IGN.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the comments that people have been making are just like, yeah, it really sucks Higgins is going away on this. Because it's...
maybe they'll give it back.
It's giving depth to a villain. And that's, you know...
maybe once the book gets fucked up, which it almost certainly will.
They'll give it back. That would be cool. That would be awesome. That would be a little feather in his cap.
Right in there. Call it macaroni.
Ooh, macaroni. Was Captain Bucky awesome?
No.
Oh.
It didn't suck, but it's just, it's not, you know.
Was it Captain Sucky?
No, it just was Captain OKE.
Captain Mediocrity.
It was all right. I'm not a big fan of the Francavilla, or Francavilla, I don't know how you pronounce it. This guy, the artist, I'm not a big fan of the art.
Yeah.
And the story's just kind of, meh.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
It's cruising along, all right, but it's not particularly interesting. So, not real pumped about that one. We're getting that fucking February's the shit. We're getting a 2-issue drop on Winter Soldier. Another one coming out on the 15th.
Nice, because there's 5 Wednesdays in February.
So,
but they're not wasting that like they did a couple months ago.
It's gonna be pretty cool. So I get another little flavor of that shit. So I'm excited about that. But the Marvel books, I got Captain Bucky. I got the 0.1 issue of X-Force in preparation possibly for the Age of Apocalypse. Let's talk about Age of Apocalypse.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You have not read Age of Apocalypse, as I remember correctly.
I think I since have.
Have you?
Read it? I believe I've read the original Age of Apocalypse. Nice.
Okay.
I think I got the trade of it.
Age of Apocalypse, I devoured ravenously at the time that it was released. I have not actually read all of it, though. Uncanny X-Men, Astonishing X-Men. I got to read X-Man. I did that. I believe the only series that I missed out of the whole deal was Gambit and the Externals. Go figure. I can't believe I passed that shit up.
Yeah.
Also, the Weapon X book with Logan and Jean Grey. I didn't get to read that.
Okay.
But anyway, awesome news coming out right now. If you like saving money and you really want to read Age of Apocalypse, which I strongly suggest, it was great. There's a reason people still clamor for it. Age of Apocalypse has a new compendium coming out in March. Currently on Amazon, if you pre-order, you get a deep discount. It's like 40% off. You can get the whole deal for, it's like $70-ish dollars around there. Really good deal. It's an oversized.
Yeah, because it's four books right now. Yeah. And you're paying 20 bucks a pop, I'm looking
it's
at
it. It's oversized. They have Age of Apocalypse Alpha and Omega, the prelude and the conclusion.
Okay.
All wrapped up nicely. It's everything Age of Apocalypse related is in this compendium. I'm going to get it. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited about it. Anyway, I say that first because there is a new ongoing Age of Apocalypse series that's going to be starting in March.
Right.
The 0.1 issue of X-Force, Uncanny X-Force, which is also getting rave reviews that I have not been able to read. I haven't gotten in there. I'm thinking I'm going to pick up the trades maybe. But anyway, X-Force, the first deal was to basically assassinate Apocalypse. That was their goal. Through this mission, they traveled to the Age of Apocalypse universe.
Nice.
The 0.1 issue of X-Force is taking place entirely in Age of Apocalypse, dealing with the ramifications of what happened immediately after X-Force left.
Oh, left. Okay.
So X-Force comes, they go. After they're gone, that 0.1 issue gives a little info, and then this is basically the launch point for what Age of Apocalypse, the ongoing, is going to be.
Okay.
So I was really excited because, again, I cannot stress how fucking sweet Age of Apocalypse was. Age of Apocalypse, Sabretooth, for a very long time, was my absolute favorite. I was just like, God damn it, he's fucking awesome. And
I'm looking at it now. I don't think I've read the entirety of it. I think I've read a lot of pieces of it now that I'm looking through here.
It's a lot. It's a lot to pick up, especially when you're a kid. So, yeah. It's good stuff. But anyway, the 0.1 that I read, while not a bad issue, was a major letdown.
Right.
Not because, again, not because of the quality of the story, but apparently many, 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 many of the beloved characters from the original Age of Apocalypse are now dead. And the Age of Apocalypse book will actually be following a small number of former mutants. Read the 0.1 issue to find out. A very small collection of characters from Age of Apocalypse and the human resistance. So it's really going to be about a small group of humans, a couple of former X-Men, and them taking on. Spoiler alert, I'm going to ruin.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to ruin this shit.
You've ruined it.
Weapon X, at the end of Age of Apocalypse, Apocalypse is defeated.
Right.
Weapon X in Age of Apocalypse basically takes the throne of Apocalypse and continues his quest to destroy humanity. You fucking dick, Logan. What is wrong with you? Anyway, why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah. Because there is still, humans are still being eradicated in Age of Apocalypse.
Okay.
So this book is going to be basically about the human resistance. So I'm like,
fair enough.
The characters they introduce aren't necessarily uninteresting or the story's not bad, but I want that shit that I had in Age of Apocalypse. I want those characters, and they're gone. Like, they're dead. Not coming back.
That's kind of disappointing.
Very disappointing. So now I don't know if I'm going to go with the ongoing. I will certainly get that compendium. Again, check Amazon for it because it's going to be awesome.
It's the tits.
And the ongoing, I don't know. I'm sure I'll pick up issue one. I'm not sold on the series as a whole, though. They got rid of all these characters.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It really is.
But maybe they got rid of him for a reason. Maybe they have, maybe they didn't want to retread.
It could be.
So,
you know, I don't know.
Only one way to find out
is pick up the book.
That's right.
So I'll get issue number one. That's kind of my exciting news as far as Marvel goes, aside from Winter Soldier number two coming out this month. I guess the 0.1 is actually old. I think it came out in December.
Oh, okay.
But Age of Apocalypse starts in March. So keep an eye out for that.
We don't have a lot of time because we got the next show coming into the studio.
Yikes.
Shortly here. But I wanted to get one last topic.
Uh-huh.
The boob window.
Oh my god! I forgot about it. You brought it up. I don't understand this decision-making process. We have World's Finest coming out. First of all, I know he's an industry titan. George Perez is going to be, he did a variant cover for World's Finest. I'm not a fan of his work. Right. I don't like it. It's not my aesthetic, you know. I was like, I'm not big on the artwork. The titty window is no more. The titty window is gone. Power Girl has a full-on suit.
And they don't even look, I don't know if it's because the titty's gone, the window's gone, but they don't look as Power Girly.
No.
They toned her down, slutted all the chicks up.
I'm just like, I don't get this. I don't get that. You know?
I mean, but they did do basic redesigns on everybody's costumes.
It just seems like, okay, there's maybe something to be said for, again, the sexual nature of the female characters in the DC Universe relaunch. That might be the case.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with that argument, but I can see where people might come to those conclusions at. But when you're talking about Power Girl, the first thing that comes to your mind is titty window.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of it. It is. What are you doing? Just being like, okay, well, just set that aside. No.
Are you still upset that you've already committed yourself mentally to getting World's
Finest?
I
don't think I'm going to pick it up, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just like,
no titty window.
I don't understand this. No titty window, no money. Business. It's not my fault. It is not my problem that I want to see titty window. The problem is, it is your job to make what's around the titty window an interesting character. That's your job. Don't, you know, be like, oh, it's your problem because you're hung up on the titties. No! Write a good character and the titties won't matter. You need to get me hooked, baby. And that is not doing it. So
you are a madman.
I just kind of feel like I might not even get World's Finest now. I might not even do it.
Wow. That's intense.
It's a stupid look. I don't like the look of the costume, even regardless of whether or not it had the titty window.
Yeah. I agree. The stupid pea scarf thing that hooks the cape. Yeah.
Not feeling it.
It's rough. It's rough. But that is in this issue.
That's it.
Volume 2, number 1. Tell your friends. Don't be ashamed anymore.
It's in the can, baby.
It's in the can, motherfucker.
Play Paul's Boutique, get a classic.